RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Darren Farrell, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin. What a remarkable 24 hours it has been. What a couple of days it's been, I guess, in sport. But even more drama last night. Mickey Hart appointed the new Louth football manager, parted company with Tyrone less than 2 weeks ago after 18 years in charge. He's agreed a three-year term. Louth will begin the new campaign next year in Division 4 of the Alliance Football League. Former Armagh attacker Oisin McConville joins me on the line. This has taken a lot of us by surprise. Oisin, you've been working alongside him for the last few weeks. Has it taken you by surprise?
Well, I suppose the fact that he's gone to Louth maybe, but there was a real hunger. I felt a real hunger often that he was going to get back into county management. I think he had made that plain and obvious that he wasn't finished as far as management was concerned. So it's no surprise that he's gone back in. I suppose how quickly he's gone back in, and as I say, the fact that he's gone up the road to Louth. But what a massive appointment and what a massive signal of intent from Louth and Louth County Board.
Now, let's be honest with Oisin, they're struggling at the minute. Can he make an impact?
They are struggling, but Darren, I've been at Dundalk IT for 9 years now, and I've seen a huge amount of talent coming through. The retention of players has not been good. I think, you know, the best players in Louth are not playing for Louth right now. I think that the fact that there is a very, very high-profile appointment, that will help. But Mickey Hart will need a huge amount of help from the county board. You know, they've had good managers in there before. They haven't got the backing. Things need to change from the bottom up and from the top down. And I think, you know, the plans are afoot for that to happen. There's a new stadium, you know, ready to go in a couple of years. So there's a lot of things that are right about Louth. But look, Mickey Hart need to be under no illusions. There's a huge body of work there in order to turn things around.
And a huge shot in the arm for the Leinster Championship, perhaps?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think, you know, at a time where Leinster really needs that shot in the arm. And, you know, I suppose first things first, you know, Louth need to get out of Division 4 and start building on the youth and the good stuff that's going on at underage.
Oisin, thanks for joining us this morning here on Morning Ireland. More on that story in the next hour. Anthony Cunningham he's staying on with the Roscommon Footballers for another two seasons. That ratification agreed last night. Munster picked up a bonus point win away to Glasgow in the Pro 14. They ran out 27-13 winners last night. Next week is the last throw of the dice for the Irish women's soccer team. They meet the mighty Germany in their final Euro qualifier. Must win. Big ask, as we know. Denise O'Sullivan, though, for the first time has spoken about the impact of that heartbreaking defeat to the Ukraine, which appears to have cost them a playoff place.
I was very down, to be fair, and yeah, there was tears afterwards too, and just really down. It was probably the most upsetting part of my career, losing that game, to be quite honest. And those things make you stronger, and as I said, you just have to take the positives out of it. And we weren't bad on the night, you know, it just didn't go our way. So here we are in camp now for this, you know, huge game, and we're just excited to get out there and play. Anything can happen. It's 11v11, and being realistic, Germany are they're out of this world. Like, we've seen it against them the last time, that they're such a good team, and it was a really tough game. But as I said, anything can happen, and, you know, we'll have a game plan and we'll go out and do the best we can.
You never know. Burnley beat Crystal Palace 1-0 in the Premier League last night. Wolves and Southampton played out a scoreless draw. Fergal O'Brien beaten in the first round of the UK Snooker Championship, lost 6-1 to John Higgins. And finally, there's racing this afternoon at Punchestown, and the action there gets underway at 12:30.